SCP-7533. N is for Neon. The entire idea behind evolution is that creatures will naturally evolve based on their surroundings and situations over many generations in order to best be suited for survival and reproduction in their surroundings. Examples include giraffes developing longer necks in order to reach taller leaves, thus making them more likely to survive and reproduce, continuing the trait, or a fruit developing a tough exterior to prevent it from being eaten by a certain type of animal. Creatures in the SCP universe, despite being anomalous, are generally no different and will often adapt to their situations to best ensure their survival. SCP-7533 shows us a rather unique creature that has adapted to a rather unique location in order to continue to feed and survive. SCP-7533 is the designation for an adumbration, meaning a shadow or faint image, resembling a mature deep-sea anglerfish, which roams various metropolitan areas in the island nation of Japan. Although it prefers these areas due to food availability, it remains outside of beaten paths, moving through dark and enclosed areas such as back alleys, subway systems, and maintenance tunnels for most of its time. While in a passive state, it appears as an incorporeal space marked by significant refraction, akin to the effect observed over hot asphalt, surrounded by a pink umbra. The entity only becomes active when it consumes prey, which will cause it to gain opacity and become visible to the naked eye. The entity's exact size is unclear, with measurements taken through captured footage estimating a length between 2.1 and 2.3 meters. As with non-anomalous species of its kind, it possesses poor eyesight, oversized teeth, and a luminescent dorsal ray which features significant deviations from baseline. Its lure resembles an oil lantern and glows in a soft pink hue with qualities not dissimilar from neon tube lighting. This appendage emits a low hum and undulates in brightness, though its appearance does not fluctuate in terms of shade, which is observed as Baker-Miller pink in all cases, a color which has been observed to temporarily reduce hostile, violent, or aggressive behavior. The entity feeds primarily on large animals, largely humans due to its location. Despite having impaired vision, it is an adept hunter, moving at higher speeds in short bursts when prey is near, but tiring quickly. Due to this limitation, it prefers to position itself in an opportune location and attract prey, which it accomplishes with relative ease. The light that it emanates has been shown to adversely affect cognition in order to weaken and manipulate its prey, though the extent of this effect is unknown at this time. Immersive audio-visual hallucinations, mirage-like illusory manifestations, and behavioral expressions of fear, panic, distraction, confusion, and awe have all been reported, often resulting in victims unwittingly putting themselves in close vicinity to the entity for easy capture. The hallucinations experienced as an effect of the entity are unique to the individual, and so contradictions in observed phenomena can be used to differentiate hallucination from reality. It's not known whether the anomaly's hunting behavior is because of a need to sustain itself, although prolonged lack of feeding has been shown to cause increased aggression and more intense manipulative phenomena over a larger area of effect. Due to this, feeding efforts from personnel should be responsive, focusing on behavioral changes as a marker to plan accordingly. The entity first came to the Foundation's attention after the death of Hinata Ito on April 18, 2018. Akira Nakamura, who was with him at the time, reported the entity to the local authorities, where embedded Foundation agents quickly took notice of it and assumed control. Upon viewing Nakamura's phone recording of the event, it was determined that a monitored containment was necessary. We're given a transcript of the recording, translated from Japanese into English. The footage begins with a tall male figure, Hinata, walking down a brightly lit, neon-drenched alleyway in Shibuya, Japan. He is laughing and noticeably intoxicated, and behind the camera, Akira is heard laughing as well. Hinata mentions how loud a buzzing sound is, although Akira replies that he doesn't hear a thing. They both continue laughing as the video pans around the alleyway, showing all manner of neon signs. Entries for love hotels, arrows pointing towards dark alleyways, and flickering store signs are prominently displayed in a wash of colors. As they continue down the street, the lights appear to change into a singular pink hue. Hinata remarks on the lights and wonders if it's some sort of love hotel thing, jokingly asking Akira if he wants to check into a love hotel with him. Akira laughs and says that some of these hotels are crazy, as one of their friends stayed in one that had dinosaurs and a whole pool inside of their room. Hinata, enthused, points towards a brightly lit pink neon arrow sign that is flickering violently and says that they should follow it, as he has a good feeling about it. The footage continues, following Hinata down a dark offshoot alleyway. He stops in front of an empty storefront, with the only light permeating the windows being an ominous bright pink neon glow spilling from the back room. Hinata notes that the door is unlocked, but Akira says that he has a bad feeling about this and that it seems sketchy. Hinata, however, is already opening the door and steps into the room, making his way towards the beckoning light. He tells Akira to be a little adventurous, and so Akira cautiously makes his way in. The video pans around the room slowly as a garish display of pink wallpaper and matching paint covers the entire interior from floor to ceiling. Akira remarks on how pink it is and wonders who in their right mind would like this. He tells Hinata to not go too far in, as this place gives him the creeps, but Hinata's footsteps are heard somewhere in the distance, and his voice is distant. He yells for Akira to hurry up, as this place is like a funhouse. He wonders if it was a sex shop, or maybe storage for the love hotels, and his laugh echoes down the corridor. Akira enters the back room hallway, finding the walls lined with mirrors of varying sizes, and the ceiling has a messy rope light snaking its way deeper into the building. As he turns to look at himself in the mirrors, the video picks up a faint shimmer and a quick static interference. The recording shows Akira suddenly frowning and shaking his head lightly, confusion showing on his face. Hinata isn't visible, but his voice can be heard distantly in the background, beckoning Akira to come down into the basement, followed by an abrupt, ear-piercing scream that falls into silence. The camera's view is then obscured as Akira rushes his way towards the stairs and downwards into darkness, calling out for Hinata. Footsteps are heard descending the stairs, and increasing static is heard, becoming louder as he approaches the bottom of the landing. A startled scream is then cut short as the camera falls to the floor. Shuddering breaths and whispered swear words are heard as the camera is shakily picked back up. Adjusting from the darkness and fall, the focus returns to a large, distorted neon blur and the silhouette of Hinata's deceased body. A fast, wet, snapping sound is heard as SCP-7533 devours the head and disappears as quickly as it appeared. Heavy breathing is then heard, and the hum of the lights starts as they kick back on, washing the scene in a pink glow. The phone is hastily shuffled and turned off. In the aftermath, Akira was amnesticized, and the body of Hinata has been recovered and disposed of by Foundation personnel. I don't really have much of a conclusion to add on to this one, as it's simply an anomalous predator that has adapted to a somewhat specific urban environment, one awash with neon lights. The Foundation even doubts that they'll ever end up catching this thing, so it's just become a fact of life in the cities of Japan, where the Foundation really just tries to monitor it and maybe prevent a few deaths. As always, being a random civilian in the SCP universe is strictly worse compared to our universe, as there you can't even walk down a questionable back alley towards a love hotel without being devoured by a neon pink anglerfish.